मोकम करोति वाचा लंपंगुम लंघयते गिरि यत्कृपातं वंदे श्री गुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंद माधवं श्री चैतन्य ईश्वरम्। ओके सो लेट अस चैंट दिस थर्ड वर्स। वी आर डिस्कसिंग थर्ड वर्स फ्रॉम चैतन्य शास्त्र का। सो लेट्स चैंट थर्ड वर्स। आई हैव पोस्टेड दिस इन द चैट बॉक्स। तृणादपि सुनी चेन तरोरपि सहिष्णुना अमानीन मानदेन कीर्तन्य सदा हरि। सो एज आई वाज टेलिंग लास्ट टाइम, दिस इज द शॉर्टेस्ट वर्स इन ऑल द 8 वर्सेस ऑफ चैतन्य शास्त्र का, बट देन दिस इज द मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट वर्स नाउ टू इम्प्लीमेंट इन वंस लाइफ। All the other verses still we can comprehend somehow, here and there we can understand, but then when it comes to this verse, it needs a lot of attention and it needs a lot of endeavor. And this becomes the most important verse because it talks about how one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Prabhupada tells in Bhagavad Gita 8.5 in the purport, he says that. So 8.5 verse basically talks about antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram. So it talks about if you remember me at the time of death, Krishna is saying, you'll come back to me. And there Prabhupada comments in the purport that all the ones or only the ones who are able to chant the holy name of the Lord constantly, they will attain this state. So if you really want to remember Krishna at the time of death, then chanting 24/7, becoming fully Krishna conscious is mandatory. This is what Prabhupada says in his purports. Now, this particular verse talks about that, how to become Kirtaniya Sadahari. So last time we discussed the first part, that was Trinadapi Sunichena. So when it comes to this Trinadapi Sunichena part, so we understand that one should become more humbler than the blade of grass. And I think we discussed this elaborately last time. And we also had some examples of devotees from Gaur Leela and Krishna Leela. Now let's discuss the second part. Taror api sahishnuna. Taru means tree. And sahishnuna means tolerant. So here, the expectation that is set, or the criteria that is set for Kirtaniya Sadahari platform, is one should be more tolerant than a tree. Let's analyze the tolerance of tree. See, when it comes to a tree, it's always standing. It doesn't matter which season is going on, summer season, winter season, rainy season, doesn't matter. Scorching heat is there, the tree is there standing. It's raining heavily, the tree is standing. It's shivering cold, the tree is standing. Now, tree is not saying, oh no, I cannot bear this. It's just tolerating. It is just tolerating. In fact, seasons are still okay. The person who comes to cut the tree, the tree does not retaliate at all. It just tolerates to such an extent that the person who has come to cut the tree is giving shade to that person in the scorching heat. And in fact, the person who comes to cut the tree, no, see, cutting the tree is not easy. If it's a huge tree, it will take some time. So the person will use his axe and then, he's cutting, and he gets tired. And then he sleeps under the same tree. He gets up, and if it's a fruit-giving tree, he'll pluck the fruit from the tree and eat and again start cutting. Look at the tolerance level of this tree. It is really very high level. Tolerance of this tree is so amazing. And so amazing that no one can compete with the tolerance of the tree. But what is expected here? One should be more tolerant than a tree. And why is it so important? Let's try to understand this now. See, there are lots of things that keep happening around us. Lots of things. Be it on the gross platform, on the subtle platform, emotional platform. So many things keep happening in this world. Because this world is, it's always changing. This world is always changing. So change is a part of life. So as soon as there is some change, and if you're not able to tolerate that, if you get disturbed, so instead of remembering Krishna, instead of chanting the holy names of Krishna, what will happen? Instead of all that, the only thing that we'll keep thinking about is, how can I take revenge from this person? How can I settle this particular situation? How can I do this? How can I do that? That is the reason Krishna makes it very clear in Bhagavad Gita 2:14. मात्रा स्पर्शास्तु कौन्तेय शीतोष्ण सुख दुखदा आगमा पाइनो नित्यस्ताम तितिक्षस्व भारत. सो ऑल दिस चेंज दैट यू आर सीइंग द हैप्पीनेस एंड डिस्ट्रेस इन योर ओन लाइफ ओ अर्जुन इट्स बिकॉज ऑफ द सेंस परसेप्शन बिकॉज यू यू हैव अ बॉडी यू हैव मटीरियल बॉडी बिकॉज ऑफ दैट ऑल दिस इज हैपनिंग. सो वॉट इज सोल्यूशन दैट कृष्णा इज गिविंग ताम तितिक्षस्व जस्ट टॉलरेट. एंड वी सी Now, throughout our Vedic scriptures, there's so many examples where these great stalwart devotees, they have just tolerated. One example which comes to my mind is Jad Bharat. Jad Bharat, maybe someday we can discuss that in our Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya session. Jad Bharat. So, Bharat Maharaj, three lives are given in Bhagavatam. The third life, Jad Bharat. So, in that Jad Bharat state, he was actually Jada. No, he would not at all mind anyone doing anything to that person. He'll not at all mind. He's so much tolerant that once some Kali worshippers came, and then they just pulled him out, saying, "Come, for what?" They were supposed to give bali, narabali, and they're just dragging him, and then he's coming very very nicely. He's just moving. Another time, there was a need of a fourth person to carry the palanquin of the king. And fourth person was missing and they were searching whom to get. And this person was just there and they said, "No, please come." Now, they didn't say please also. Just come. You know, there is a seva. And he just got up and he's coming. Anyone and everyone telling anything to him is ready. He doesn't mind. To such an extent, his stepbrothers, they would give him stale food every day. He would not mind. He'll just eat. Can you imagine the tolerance level? Last session we discussed, last Sunday, we discussed about Sridhar Kolavecha. When he would chant the holy names of the Lord, people around will keep shouting. They'll be like, "Why this person is shouting so loud? Mahavishnu from his Nidra will get up and destroy the entire world." This is what they would say. And they would throw vegetables at Kolavecha Sridhar. Just imagine, we are chanting in the morning, they say now at Brahma Murta time, and the neighbor comes and you know they start shouting, "Just shut your mouth, you're disturbing us," things like that. We'll feel so disturbed, isn't it? Who the hell you are? Why you're coming to my zone, and you know, who are you to instruct me? And so on and so forth. But look at Sridhar Kolavecha, he would hardly matter. You would speak whatever you want to speak, I'll continue my chanting. He was not affected. This is called as tolerance level. And tolerance is very, very important for sadhakas. Very important. And it is seen that as soon as we get disturbed, it takes time to become normalized, to come to the stable situation. So to tolerate various situations becomes very important. And it is recommended that at least small things in our life we should tolerate. Like for example, hunger. Sometimes the food is cooked late. Okay, we tolerate. Sometimes, you know, you have a meeting with someone and then you're waiting for that person. Tolerate. That person has not come. Tolerate. These small things in our life, when we tolerate, when big things will happen, we'll be able to tolerate. Or else, it will be very difficult. And when we get disturbed in these small things, just imagine when some big things happen in our life, in some critical situation, how much disturbed we'll become. And in such situations, a person, for a person, it becomes very difficult to practice bhakti. Very difficult, very difficult. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, when he's commenting on this verse, he's saying that tolerance is basically, doesn't matter it's a friend or it's an enemy. Like the person who is a devotee will not consider, will not consider anyone as enemy, but the other person might consider him as enemy. But a devotee will never make a difference between the two. He would always be compassionate for both of them, and he would be praying for both of them intensely to the Lord that, "Oh Lord, these people are stuck. They're struggling so much with their anarthas. Oh Lord, please help. Please help. Please help these people so that they advance on the path of bhakti and come back to Godhead in this very lifetime." This is tolerance. Doesn't matter what the other person is doing, but a devotee prays for that person. Just imagine if we can implement this in our day-to-day life, how amazing it will be. When someone is shouting, when someone is angry on us and shouting on us, and if we just tolerate, what will happen? That person will get more angry. That I'm shouting at this person, not and no reaction at all. In fact, people always wait, you know, for us to react. But as soon as we just start tolerating, you know, it is very nicely described. I think today morning or yesterday I was hearing this. Today morning, so I was hearing that when we tolerate, when we are angry, when we are angry, you know, I'm not talking about the other person now. When we are angry, and if we just tolerate and not speak at that point, if we don't speak at that point, automatically this anger will go down. It will subside after some time. But if we start speaking at that point when we are angry, the anger will go up and up and up, right? And when a person is angry, no bhakti, sorry. Bhakti cannot manifest at that point. A person cannot practice bhakti at that point. So tolerance is very, very important, very important. So third thing about tolerance, when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and when so many thoughts are coming, we have to tolerate. Not that we entertain each and every thought, you know, that is coming to our mind. Oh, no, today is Sunday, so some special breakfast should be there. I don't know what my wife is going to cook today. Last Sunday she cooked this Sunday. All 60 rounds will be over thinking about the recipe and cooking. Instead, we leave chanting and go to cook inside the kitchen. At least some seva will be done. Or about some office work. Yesterday this happened, and you know, today maybe I can settle this. Therefore, just tolerate these thoughts which are coming and just keep chanting. Yes. But the time when we start getting agitated by these thoughts and start entertaining these thoughts and you know, start planning, then chanting cannot happen. Chanting cannot happen. You know, it will be just mechanical and it will just go on. Like mouth is just murmuring something, mind is somewhere else, ears are somewhere else. Yes. So that will not be mantra meditation for sure. That will not be chanting. So in this way, we have to tolerate. You know, this is what is the point that is made. Taror api sahishnunam. And how much we have to tolerate? Well, sometimes devotees ask, Prabhu, what is the tolerance level? How much tolerance level we should have? Here is the answer. Please don't give this answer for newcomers, or they'll go crazy hearing this. So this is only for devotees, serious devotees, who are aspiring to attain Krishna this lifetime. This statement is only for them, not for anyone and everyone. This is only for them who are really interested, really intends to attain Krishna this very lifetime. For such people, you know, it is recommended that one should tolerate how much? More tolerant than a tree. So now, whenever something happens to us, some agitating situations come, please remember this verse. Please remember this line. Taror api sahishnunam. And today, when we are chanting our rounds, well, let's try to meditate on this point. Taror api sahishnunam. Let's tolerate all those thoughts which are coming, and let's not entertain those thoughts, and let's not start speculating and planning on those thoughts. Yes, with focus, let's try to chant, and we will realize we will not be able to tolerate. So at that time, what is important? Intensely praying to Lord Sri Krishna. Yes, please help me, O Lord. Please help me to imbibe this mood of tolerance. You're talking about being tolerant, more tolerant than a tree. I'm not able to tolerate even small things in my life. Oh, please, oh Lord, please help me. Please help me. Right. So with this mood, let's chant today our rounds. So it's now 6:17. So approximately we have 1 hour 10 minutes, you know, in our combined japa session. So I request all of you all that please tolerate the thoughts and chant attentively. Chant and hear. These are the only two things that we're supposed to do.